Hate crime. You can do something about it. Welsh Refugee Council. Website www.wrc.wales. Approximate recording time, 15 minutes. Hate crime. You can do something about it. Hi there. Welcome to Wales. We enjoy knowing that people who are new to Wales bring wonderful cultures, talents and abilities that can enrich our society. So, how are you finding life in Wales? Wales is a beautiful country and most people are friendly, but some are not. Oh, why is that? Did something happen? Some time ago on the bus, someone started calling me rude names, saying I should go back to my country. When I asked him to stop, he threw something at me. I think it was grapes. I was so embarrassed and scared. I didn't know what to do. How awful. I'm not surprised you feel bad. Though you know it's not your fault. This is a hate incident. You can tell the police about it. If they think it is a hate crime, they can take action. They will listen, offer support, and assess if it can be categorised as a hate crime. Even if they can't categorise it as a hate crime, it is helpful for you to report it, as you can get support. You should not have to put up with it. Can I report it? What is hate crime? Hate crime or hate incident are acts of hostility towards you because of your ethnicity, religion, faith, disability, gender or sexual orientation. You can make a report whether the hate was directed at you or you saw it happen to someone else. They could be your family members, your friends, someone you just met or someone you don't know. Hate crime can happen anywhere. It can happen in your home, on a bus, in a park, or at school or university. Fact: hate crime is an illegal act of hostility towards you because of who you are or what you represent. But I think maybe the guy was just being stupid. He made judgments about you and attacked you because of those judgments. That is not acceptable in the UK. It can also be illegal and a crime to do so. It is your right to feel safe in your home, communities and in public areas. There are many things that can happen to people that are unacceptable, and these become a hate incident when they are done because someone has made judgments about you. They can be A. being pushed, hassled or threatened. B. having something thrown at you or having something bad posted through your letterbox. C. someone approaching you in a threatening manner. D. non-verbal offensive gestures or mimicry aimed at you. E. being spat at, beaten or kicked. F. being called rude names, made fun of, or having mean jokes directed at you. G. your property being damaged or stolen. H. being attacked by a neighbour. I. arson or disputes with neighbours. Or J. being bullied as a result of your disability, race, religion, sexual orientation, or transgender identity. Okay, but how would I report it? Well, in an emergency, you can report it by calling 999 if A. the incident is happening now and you need emergency support. B. the attacker is still nearby. C. you feel there is a danger to your life or someone else's. Or D. violence is being used and you feel threatened. Call 101 if A. the incident happened some time ago and you wish to report it. B. the person who attacked you is no longer nearby. C. there is now no danger to your life or the life of someone else. And D, no violence is being used against you. Remember, call 999 or 101. Remember to say, I wish to report a hate crime. If I report it, what happens then? When you report a hate crime, the police will take all the necessary steps to ensure that you are safe. They will come to see you unless you would rather meet them at the police station or speak over the phone, and your details will be taken in a confidential manner. The police will listen to your account of what has happened and offer you the support of other organisations, including victim support, throughout the investigation. The police will also look at ways to stop the person from contacting you if necessary. All of the Welsh police forces have hate crime support officers who are also available to help and support you. You will not be asked to speak to, confront, or have direct contact with the person, but you may be asked to A. give a statement. B. give any evidence that you may have, such as mobile phone footage or CCTV, injuries or photographs. C. Give a victim impact statement. That is how you feel about what happened to you and how your life has been affected. And D. Give evidence in court with the help of a victim support representative. What if I don't feel like reporting it? Maybe reporting it will make it worse. If you don't want to speak to anyone about the incident, you can also report it online at Victim Support's webpage. That's www.reporthate.org, that's O-R-G, .uk, /English-form/. From here, you can choose your preferred language, complete the form and email it to hatecrimewales@victimsupport.org, that's O-R-G, .uk, or post it for free to Free Post, letters RTJR-RLRR-RCEJ. Victim Support, P.O. Box 1096, Cardiff, CF 11 1TP. Remember, you don't have to speak to anyone to report a hate crime. You can do it online. I am an asylum seeker and do not want to draw attention to myself. I don't want any trouble and I don't want it to affect my claim for asylum. Hate crimes and incidents are dealt with by your local police and have no impact on your asylum application. If someone tries to hurt you because of who you are or who they think you are, it is not your fault. The police will work with you to ensure that the investigation does not interrupt your asylum application appointments, and details of your hate crime report will not be passed on to your case owner at the Home Office. Also, reporting a hate incident will not affect your accommodation or housing support. However, if you need safer accommodation because of your hate incident, you will be supported with this. What if I don't want to report it myself? Can someone report it for me? Yes, call Victim Support on telephone 0300 303 1982 and they will report it on your behalf. You can also ask a local support agency to report it on your behalf. Agencies that can help include the Welsh Refugee Council, Citizens Advice Bureau and the British Red Cross. Remember, you can call Victim Support on 0300 303 1982. They will report it for you. Can I report a hate incident even if I cannot clearly describe the person who attacked me? Yes. Any information you give about an incident could be important and may be related to a similar incident that has happened to someone else in your area. The police may know the person and may be able to get evidence of the incident through mobile phone or CCTV footage. They may even be able to prevent the incident from escalating into more serious hate crimes. So please make sure you report it to someone. What if the police do not think it is a hate crime? If your incident is not classed as a hate crime, the police will update you on the actions they have taken, and victim support will continue to help you. Do I have to prove that the incident was a hate crime? No. If you think that you have been targeted because of hostility towards your race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, or gender identity, then the police must treat what has happened as a hate crime. Even if what has happened is not a criminal offence, the police would call this a hate incident, the police will still investigate it and take action to stop it happening, and you will be supported by a hate crime support officer. Remember, the police can use mobile phone footage or street camera recordings to get evidence of your report. Why is it so important to report it? Many hate crimes go unreported. When you report a hate crime, it makes a difference to you, your friends and family, and your community. By reporting it when it happens, you can A. help stop it happening to you or someone else. B. Help highlight areas of concern for asylum seekers and refugees. C. Help the police better understand the level of hate crime in your area and how to deal with it. And D. Improve the way the police respond to hate crime. If you don't want to give your personal details, just tell them what happened, and they can use the information you have provided to monitor hate crime activities in your area, make your community safer, and help people feel less isolated and frightened about what has happened to them. The police record all hate crimes reported to them. It may be that what has happened will not go to court. However, they will still work with you and others to prevent incidents from getting worse. What if the police do not listen to me? When my friend was attacked with eggs on the street, the police took a statement but didn't do anything else. If you feel that a police officer or a police staff member did not listen to you or treated you fairly, you can make a complaint about it. You can complain at your local police station, asking them to direct your claim to the Professional Standards Department. All police services have this. You can also tell your local Member of Parliament, MP, or Assembly Member, AM, about it, and he or she can help you make a complaint, or you can contact the Independent Police Complaints Commission, IPCC, on website www.ipcc.gov, that's G-O-V, .uk. You are also welcome to complain through your solicitor if you have one. To find your local MP, go to website www.parliament, that's spelt P-A-R-L-I-A-M-E-N-T, .uk and click on the link. To find your local AM, go to website www.senedd, that's spelt S-E-N-E-D-D, dot assembly, that's spelt A-S-S-E-M-B-L-Y, dot Wales, /lowercase letters M-G, uppercase letter F, lowercase letters I-N-D, uppercase letter M, lowercase letters ember.aspx. Some agencies can report hate incidents for you. Citizens Advice Bureau, telephone 08444 772 020. British Red Cross, 01633 245 774. Victim Support, telephone 0300 303 1982. And the Welsh Refugee Council, telephone 02920 489 800. Remember, when you report a hate incident, it makes a difference to you, your friends, and your community. Thank you for your help. I still feel bad that it happened, though I also feel more confident to do something about it now. You are very welcome. Remember, you can report it and get the support you need. In doing so, it may well help the police in stopping it happen to others. Acknowledgement. This hate crime leaflet is a guide to understanding hate crimes and incidents in Wales, how to report it, and what you can do to stop it from happening. The Welsh Refugee Council is pleased to be able to share this information with you and is especially grateful to the organisations who worked with us to help create this leaflet. Thank you. The organisations include Victim Support Wales, Gwent Police, British Red Cross, the Sanctuary International Friendship Group, and Asylum Seekers and Refugees from Oasis Cardiff, Trinity Centre, and the Welsh Refugee Council. This project was funded by the Welsh Government. End of recording.